Henrietta Lyle is the president of the Lenox Terrace Tenant Association, a complex of 1,700 apartments. She reflects the feelings of longtime residents.
What is happening with the gentrification, it's just basically uprooting tenants who have been there forever. And again, people are paying exorbitant rents. In the last 4 years, people are getting $400 increases. They're not protected by any rent guidelines. But it's been incredible. We love the place, and we don't want it to change. We want to stay in our homes.
It is a community.
It is a major community. Yes, it is.
And what are people doing to try to change the tide?
Well, we've been going to our elected officials. We're working with different tenant organizations. I'm on the board of Tenant and Neighbors. We're just bringing information back. We're going dealing with DHCR, but we're not getting that much help. We're just trying to help ourselves. This rally is one of the examples of what we want to do to keep affordable housing.
Former councilman and state senate candidate Bill Perkins explains how today's troubles can be traced back to 1971 when New York City lost home rule.
The Erstat law is a law that gives the state the power to determine rents for the people in the city of New York. Landlords are abusing that power. The Department of Housing and Community Renewal is a state agency that is basically an ally of the landlords and has been helping them with rents that are above and beyond what the law allows and other kinds of violations that they're not investigating. When I go up to Albany, I expect to look at those laws, to close those loopholes, and to support the repeal of the Erstat law so that New York City can have its home rule back. Another way to do it, by the way, is to pass a campaign finance control bill, because these landlords are the ones who are financing a lot of these campaigns and buying the support of elected officials.
The new Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer was also in attendance, a sign perhaps of the growing political power of the housing rights movement.
You just can't roll into this community and push everybody out. There has to be community consultation. There has to be an overall development plan. We've got to protect NYCHA housing, Mitchell-AMA housing, rent stabilization. This is the backbone of our city. This is where our teachers come from, our police officers. We want a diverse borough. Now, we recognize that development is here, and it should be, because we have to change our skylines. We have to grow our city. But it doesn't have to be at the expense of the people who are here today. The real people in Harlem and East Harlem, Northern Manhattan, this is the best part of New York right here.
But according to Rob Roselli, president of 3289 Broadway Tenant Association, this is not what Columbia University has in mind for Harlem.
Stand up, write letters to your representatives letting them know that we don't want to move. We want to stay where we are. Email them, call them, do whatever you can to get them on the record. Because Columbia should not be allowed to displace families to put up biotech research facility, exclusive housing for their students and faculty.
And Assemblyman Keith Wright believes the housing issue will unite New Yorkers towards social change.
This is the biggest issue, as far as I'm concerned, since the civil rights movement. New York is not a city of just the rich.
You see this movement as becoming a major issue in the upcoming congressional elections?
Oh, Lord, yes. This is a movement whose time has come.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Wynn.